Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Price City Council member Lane Miller. And that means one thing. We are talking about one of my favorite times Woo-hoo! Of the year, Culture Connection.
Almost upon us.
Music is almost here. Yeah. It's so exciting when this time of year rolls around because the weather really starts to warm up. You know, that sun's shining. You can spend more time outdoors. And of course, when you can spend more time outdoors, you can spend more time at Washington Park listening to some incredible music. So Lane, always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.
It's kind of like heaven returns, huh?
Oh yeah, it's so much fun. As soon as the lineup came out, as soon as you sent me that text that the lineup is here, I have been giddy ever since because that's how much I love Culture Connection.
Well, I'm glad you're a fan. That's nice.
No, it's just a great.
How can you not be?
No, you really can't. It's free entertainment in the park. You get to rub shoulders with people in the community, and you get to enjoy some great music while you're doing it. It really is just a great community event. So I think a good place for us to start is, you know, you had the winter off season after last year's incredible season of Culture Connection.
We've been planning all winter. We didn't take the winter off.
There's no winter off. This is just straight to the jump, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep. So when you're going through the process of trying to plan the Culture Connection slate, what does that look like behind the scenes, starting kind of at the beginning and moving towards now that you have the schedule released?
Well, we start, honestly, right in the first part of January. And we kind of do a review of what were the hits, what were some of the not so great hits, you know, what can we do to plan for the future. And it kind of dawned on us that the tribute bands have become a real big deal. So we picked I think three that we're going to hit for this next summer, but we'll get into that. But we started in January, and we've been filling slots. List the dates, fill slots, see how much money we've got to spend, what can we afford.
Now, one of the things that we've talked about before about this planning process is you guys have a few bands that you always kind of want to get on the schedule, so you're probably having to reach out to them first. One of the ones that is always a fan favorite, of course, is the Deltas, and they're making a return this year.
They are. I don't have the date, but they are coming back. I think they're going to be part of... anyway, they are coming back. You're right.
Yeah, they'll be back on July 23rd out in Washington Park. And it's just an exciting time when the Deltas get to come back. Because you and I have talked about this before. It feels like there are three bands that really stand out. You've got your tribute bands, which we're going to dive into pretty quickly here. You've got your country music, and you've got your rock music. And the Deltas bring that original rock/country sound to the stage that people have just come to love.
They're kind of hard to pin down, aren't they?
They are. They're always traveling. So the fact that they always are taking the time to stop by in Price, it truly is what a great audience they've cultivated here. Now, another thing that we've talked about is the cover bands. And last year, it feels like a lot of people, including myself, really think the gemstone of last year's was the Fleetwood Mac cover band that you guys brought in.
I still have people talk about the Fleetwood Mac tribute band.
Oh, it was incredible what they were able to do. That was probably the most packed Culture Connection event I have ever seen. It was hard to get seating anywhere near the stage for that one.
True.
But you look at it, and this year, you guys have really found a great niche to try and do. So you've got a lot of different cover bands coming up. And it starts off on June 11th, the kickoff for Culture Connection, as you welcome It's Good to Be King, a Tom Petty musical experience.
It's the kickoff for Culture Connection. It's also the kickoff for our Rock and Coal Music Festival, which we'll touch on here in just a few minutes.
You know, it's...
Everybody loves Tom Petty.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Tom Petty. No, he's got quite the songbook. I mean, the one that immediately jumps to my mind is Free Fallin'. I mean, that's one you can't escape, and that's one of the first songs you learn when you're trying to pick up guitar. So it's one that's a staple for a lot of people. So It's Good to Be King, and it's good to see a Tom Petty musical experience coming to Price City as a part of Culture Connections. Another one you guys have that people are going to be very excited for, I'm already sure, of it, is Seven Bridges Road, a tribute to the Eagles.
Now, I didn't realize it until we started talking about this, but the Eagles actually have an album called Seven Bridges Road, and there's a song on the album called Seven Bridges Road, and that's where that name comes from. And I think of all the bands that I have loved throughout my life, I think the Eagles are by far the best.
No, you can't go wrong with the Eagles.
They have songs that go on forever.
No. Yeah, it's one of the few bands where you can sit me down and they can throw out like an 8-minute long song and I will be just locked in for the entire 8-minute span. I mean, the one of course people are going to be looking to is Hotel California. That's a quintessential Eagles classic.
I think that's my favorite song of all time.
I don't blame you. It's got everything going for it. It's truly an incredible song. So I'm really excited to see what Seven Bridges Roads brings to the Culture Connection stage. And another one you guys have coming up on August 8th, kind of serving as a bookend to the Culture Connection season. You got Hello Goodbye, a tribute to the Beatles. That's one I'm also very, I'm saying I'm excited for all these. I really am.
We had a Beatles tribute band, I think, 2 summers ago. And they were really, really popular. And we were able to get these guys.
And, you know, I think the thing about the Beatles songbook is that there's such a wide variety of music to try and get into. You got slow, more somber songs, things like Hey Jude. You got more fun-sounding ones like An Octopus's Garden. There's just so much. There's a wide variety of songs, and there really is something for everybody in the Beatles catalog.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, moving from your more traditional cover band acts, one that kind of caught my eye that comes up on July 9th, we got a return of For the Love of Broadway. Angela Murray taking the stage for that one.
Yes, we haven't seen Angela for a while. And she contacted us and said, hey, I'd like to do another Broadway. And we did that, and it packed the park. So we're glad. You know, it's a little different than what we usually do. Everybody has a favorite Broadway song, I think.
No, it's one of those things where even if you're not a fan of Broadway, you're going to like something that is Broadway adjacent. Like you said, everyone probably has a favorite Broadway song. And there's a wide variety in that songbook, song books in this case.
Yes,
so you'll be able to find something that you will enjoy. And then the last individual act I kind of want to hit on with you is the return of Los Hermanos de los Andes. Every year, they're just a staple of the Culture Connection slate.
They are, and they love playing here. I think they're even going to appear in Helper this summer.
It's a kind of style of music that when you first hear that they're coming, you have some questions, but then you go and actually attend it, and you understand why they've become such a crowd favorite. They truly are
a fun band.
Yeah, they really are. It's a band that I'm happy to see return year after year after year because they're just that engaging. So that's a preview at some of the Culture Connection slate coming up. We're going to have the full look at it posted over on CastleCountryRadio.com. So if you want to see everything that's coming up, you can stop by there. But like you mentioned earlier, the first kickoff to Culture Connections on June 11th with It's Good to Be King, a Tom Petty musical experience, will also serve as the kickoff to the Rock and Coal Music Festival.
Isn't that a great name?
It is. No, I saw the first time I heard that, I'm going to admit, it had me chuckling a little. I was in a city council meeting, and I saw that. I'm like, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, it's good. This first time we've tried something like this, and I'll tell you what, it's kind of taken on a life of its own. I looked at the schedule, and there were weeks when there was music at Culture Connection on Thursday and music in Helper on Saturday, and I thought, all we have to do is get one more band and we can have a 3-day music festival. Well, as of right now, we have 6 bands in 3 days.
No, it's going to be a fun one because it's not just centered in one location. It's a musical tour that's going to bring you across the Castle Country. So as of right now, you got stops in Wellington, Price, in Helper, all over the place.
9 Mile Canyon and... As of Saturday, Schofield called. How come you ignored us? We want to do a band. They haven't announced their band yet. But they'll be Saturday afternoon up at Schofield.
No, it takes you all across Carbon County. And I think it's something that an understated aspect of what Culture Connection accomplishes is not only does it bring the local community together, but oftentimes you're going to see people coming from outside areas to see some of these groups. And that does wonders for our local economy.
Sure. And when was the last time you can remember that the fairgrounds, the county, Price City, Wellington, now Schofield, all did something together. I don't remember it.
No, it's a true collaborative effort, and it's something I love to see on the local scale. Everyone getting involved to put something together that will truly be an incredible event for the community. And, you know, you and I have talked about it in years past. One of the goals that you have kind of individually is you want to make Carbon County the music hub of Utah. And with the addition of Rock and Coal, as well as this upcoming Culture Connection slate, I think you're getting closer and closer to that goal.
I feel it, don't you?
I do too. It's getting closer and closer. I'm excited to see how this continues to develop. Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
No, just look forward to it. We keep getting better year after year after year, and adding the tribute bands, and we have to thank the mayor and the city council for giving us the budget to do this kind of stuff. You know, we couldn't do it without them. So thanks to Mayor Terry and the council for the funding, and the tourism department for helping us with some promotional material, and we're getting some sponsorships. And God, we could just be, you know, maybe you and I will quit our jobs and go full-time music promotion. What do you think?
You know, I think we're heading in that direction where that'd be feasible. Lane, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time, as always.
You bet. It's good to talk to you, Aiden.
Again, our guest, Price City Council member Lane Miller. We're talking about the Culture Connection slate getting kicked off on June 11th with It's Good to Be King, a Tom Petty musical experience, also serving as the kickoff to the Rock and Coal Music Festival. Lots of music to be enjoyed here in the Castle Country this summer. And for more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.